Frenzy is in full effect. Tonight's game, Hanover Horton at East Jackson. Brought to you by Artmade Chevrolet, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, The Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, Penn Chiropractic, County National Bank, Subway, Tri-County Water, The Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union, Hanover Horton School District, Lomar Machine and Tool, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC. Now, we send it to the press box for the call of the action with Captain Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Yeah, it's the captain and the mayor live at East Jackson High School. Jason, not the best weather night we've had all year, for sure.
Definitely not, but at least it's not sweltering hot out, so I will take that.
Yeah,
the lights are on, the mist is flying around, and we're going to get set for some muddy football.
Yeah, it's dry where we are for sure. And, you know, you can't help but think of the effects that the conditions will have on the playing surface and the players themselves. And I actually saw in some warm-ups them practicing punts and receiving, and you could see some slippery hands being affected there. So we'll keep an eye on that. Of course, East Jackson, the home team tonight, the Trojans, 1-5 on the year, 1-4 in the Cascades Conference. Looks like they'll receive the kickoff. We're seeing out at midfield. The coin toss just took place. Coming off a loss last week to Addison, 34-0, and we saw East Jackson a little earlier this year against Michigan Center, another shutout victory, shutout loss for East Jackson. They've lost four in a row, and of course, only one win on the year against Vandercook Lake. But there have been times where they weren't brutal. They've had three shutouts, Grass Lake, Michigan Center, and Addison, but that's
the class of the conference.
So you start to see, you know, you start to find their level and hope. Obviously, they're just looking for improvement week to week, and this is a good matchup for them with Hanover Horton. The Comets are 3-3 on the year, 2-3 in the league, and they're coming off a couple of losses. Last week, they lost to Grass Lake 39-28, so they're in that game. You know, they're playing along with the Warriors, so I think I'm excited to see what's going to take place on the field tonight. Looks like I like the matchup, and I think it's going to be two different styles, too. You get East Jackson likes to air it out, and Poole at QB, bit of a gunslinger, as we noticed against Michigan Center, so we'll get to see that. And Hanover Horton under Johnny Stewart tends to run those big formations. Of course, we haven't seen him this start. First time to see him this year, but I got to imagine same head coach. You're going to have a similar game plan, similar style, and I think it favors them, the ground game in the wet conditions compared to East Jackson. That favors them for Hanover Horton, but you know, you have ball security issues possible. Wet hands can be fumbles, and so it's going to be ball security. It's always a factor in who wins, but tonight perhaps even a little extra.
Yeah, that'll be especially important tonight, and I saw during warm-ups, Hanover Horton working on their short yardage packages, the bunch formations, the rollouts with the quick outs, the quick hitters, slants, things like that. East Jackson on the other side of the field working on fumble recoveries, dropping the ball on the ground, falling on it, laying on it, trying to pick it up, you know, working on the fundamentals that East Jackson, you know, really needs to work on. This is a young club in the fact that they took a year off a few years ago. They're coming back, and they've got nowhere to go but up. If they're working on the basics under head coach Cody Farrell, and he's got his kids doing just that, working on the basics right now and working on fumble recoveries, which are likely going to be very important in this football game. And you've got, on the other side, a team that's a little bit more seasoned, as you can tell by not only their record, but the fact that they, you know, are able to have a team year in and year out and have the same head coach for that stretch. And they're working on that inside handoff type situations, getting the ball, keeping it under control, maintaining clock, and it's probably going to be a low-scoring affair, but definitely it's going to be about clock management and maintaining possession of the football.
We'll be keeping our eye on it closely here for you, calling all the action from East Jackson. Of course, always when I come out here, you got to take a stop at the Dome and see what kind of snacks they've got. And they have the most, you know, we tout Michigan Center for their caramel corn. What East Jackson offers is they have like three or four different flavors of toppings for popcorn.
That's right.
So I always like to take advantage of that. Probably too much.
Yeah.
But
that's okay, though.
Yeah.
It's the Dome. We're here a handful of times a year. We're happy to take advantage of it.
Yeah, so we got to say thank you to everybody who's on board for the game. Of course, Art Main. You were hanging around the Equinox.
I was.
They're going to get to test it in the rain today, it looks like. Test it on a wet surface as they drive back to the station, because they're going to close out that tailgate here. But we still got about six more minutes if you're on your way here. maybe stop Scott Clow on the way out and tell him you want to sign up for the Equinox. And, of course, yeah, we'll bring it with us next week when we're back out at Northwest.
That's right.
For a big game with Western as the football frenzy continues. So thanks to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, the Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, our halftime sponsor. We'll also hear from Denny's tonight, Penn Chiropractic, and County National Bank, Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, and American One Credit Union.
That's right.
On board, of course, American One, I think they're responsible for the seat cushions that
yes,
they're handing
they
out at the football frenzy tailgate. And
which will come in handy keeping yourself nice and dry.
Yeah, it's like an extra bonus. Anybody who's ever gone to a football game in the rain knows the first thing you got to do is wipe off your seat. And if you got that seat cushion right there, no worries.
Absolutely.
It may end up getting a little moist. But that's just an excuse to say moist. Thank you also to Hanover Horton School District, Lomar Machine and Tool, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Tri-County Water with our out-of-town scoreboard check-ins, and Jackson Area Subways with our player of the game. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and get ourselves set up for kickoff. Again, East Jackson and Hanover Horton here on K105.3.
Make your tailgates delicious with Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Donuts, cider, and fresh baked pies are sure to please at any gathering. The cider is flowing and the donuts are hot. The cider barn is open at Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Everyone loves our fresh pressed cider, roasted almonds, and of course, fresh picked apples. Bring the whole family and get lost in our 5-acre maze with over 3 miles of twists and turns. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, located 1/2 mile north of US 12 on Jackson Road.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Couture and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christie. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443. For over 30 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County that can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from West Winds Church.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Hey, we're getting the player introductions on the field here. East Jackson and Hanover Horton getting set to take each other to task. And our first rain game of the year, Jason. We've had actually phenomenal weather all through the fall so far. So this is our first taste. Yeah, our first taste of inclement weather. And I'm looking forward to seeing how these youngsters handle it.
And it looks like it's picked up a little bit, too, since the beginning of the player introductions.
Yeah, so we're getting the player introductions going on. We got a little bit more rain than we had earlier on here in the broadcast. And wrapping things up here, I'm expecting to get notified of the qualifiers for the Equinox here at any moment. So I think they're maybe waiting until straight up 7 o'clock to draw. So if any stragglers are just coming in, they'll have one chance to get on that list of qualifiers for the Equinox, which, we've only got a couple more weeks of the football frenzy to go, and we'll be giving that bad boy away. 2 years, 20,000 miles, thanks to Art Main Chevrolet. Big part of what we get to do here for the football frenzy.
And that is a nice car, too, the Equinox. Loaded rear view or rear camera, very nice, comfortable seating,
no doubt. Well, hey, let's take another 2 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll be back with the kickoff. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
When's the last time you walked into a car dealership and they offered you more money than you wanted for your trade-in? Hi, I'm Skip Young, and I'm going to give everyone up to $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Folks, you heard me right. I need your trade-in so bad that I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for it. Body damage? No problem. Mechanical issues? No problem. You don't even have to wash it, folks. At Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for your trade-in, so I can make you a deal on a new Kia that's going to blow your mind and give you a payment that's lower than you expected. All credit is welcome, and of course, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, because I want to see you in a Kia. Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards.
Plus tax and tax. Trade appraisal from Kelley Blue Book Fair Market Value. Not in combination with other offers. Expires month's end.
TheKiaGiants.com.
Jackson Public Schools has openings in their high-quality preschool program at no cost to you. Children who are 3 or 4 by December 1st can take advantage. Locations are at Bennett, Frost, Hunt, McCulloch, and Northeast Elementary buildings. Jackson Public Schools provides nutritious meals, family support, health services, and family activities. Apply today and set the stage for their academic success. Space is limited. Call 517-784-4800 or 800-491-0004. JPS. Where community comes together.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
The Oil, Jason Smith, live at East Jackson High School. Just about ready for the kickoff. The Trojan marching band finishing up their pregame performance. See the chain gang making their way out to the field. And looks like we still got a little bit of rain coming down. A lot of good games in the area tonight. Western and Lumen Christi playing tonight. Northwest and Marshall ought to be a fun one for those fans. And here in the Cascades Conference, we still have a three-way tie at the top of the league.
Yeah.
Of course, Napoleon's a little bit behind their overall record. They have two losses compared to Michigan Center and Addison, both with one. But Addison has got a tough opponent tonight, Grass Lake.
Yes. That should be a great game.
Should be a fantastic one. I think, again, the weather, I think, favors the ground game that Addison will bring out.
Yes.
Over the high-potency offense of Grass Lake. So, but we'll be keeping an eye on, trying to keep an eye on that one for ourselves tonight. Michigan Center's got Vandercook Lake and Napoleon's home against Manchester. So those are a couple games where Napoleon and Michigan Center will be favored, though. That's a game Manchester team, so that's going to be a tough one for Napoleon.
Yeah.
So, generally, if they get by those opponents, Michigan Center's got Grass Lake, I believe, for their final game of the year.
Yeah, before the crossover, they will meet up with Grass Lake. Manchester team coming off a heartbreaking loss to Michigan Center, where they held a lead going into halftime. Center turned it up in the second half and ended up winning on homecoming for a game you and I were at. Very exciting game. Manchester looked very impressive in that game as well.
Ready for the kickoff here, and it's a low roller, and that's going to get all the way down to the 30, down to the 25, and forced to just fall on it to corral that. Dylan Sheets for East Jackson, and we are set to go. The Trojans will take over offensively here from their own 25.
Yeah, not a bad play by Dylan Sheets there, the senior, just to fall on that football. You try and pick it up and run with it, it just causes all kinds of problems, especially when you've got the defense bearing down on you the way they were.
Savor the kick coverage on that one that rolled so slowly but still got so far that the coverage team was able to get right on the heels of it and get themselves over there. Now we get a flag.
And it looks like we
got
a false start. Movement.
Illegal procedure on the offense, and we'll move them back a little bit. No, we got
an interesting.
Yeah, I saw him signal. Yeah, and now we're getting the official. They started to to move the ball up to advance the football. And now we're going to have to get a little official confab, it looks like, because some discrepancy as to what the call actually was. Nope, we got it.
Okay.
So apparently that went against Sandra Horn?
Yeah, must have been some type of encroachment penalty there.
First down to five. And now another whistle. No flag on the field, but we did get a whistle. And now a discussion with the officials. So a slow start here. Yeah.
So a slow start here.
So now we'll move the football backwards. And they're going to put that at the 14. So it looks like they just corrected. They mistakenly moved it forward. They're moving it back now, which would go with the signal for the false start. So we were right.
Yeah, we were right.
They couldn't get all the officials on the same page. So East Jackson, first down 15 from their own 14. There's the snap. Takes a handoff, and Poole's going to keep it. Nope, Zach Seymour. Seymour in at quarterback, Jason.
Yeah, it looks like that is Daniel Poole on the sidelines in a hoodie next to the coaching staff there. So very interesting turn of events here.
You missed
for
the injury
Trojans.
Report.
Yeah, I did not get that on the injury report. So short gain there of 2 yards on the carry.
Out of the shotgun here for Seymour. Two backs, and it is a handoff, and he is snuffed at the line. He's going to get about a yard, maybe. Nice, stout defensive line play there by the Hanover Horton Comets.
That was Skyler Canales, the junior, with the tackle for Hanover Horton. A little bit on Seymour here. Zachary Seymour, the senior, 6 foot, 170-pound quarterback.
It's about a yard on first and second down to bring up third down and 12, Jason. Out of the shotgun, three wide receivers. Snap is really high. Nice job of Seymour to get to it because there was a Horton defender bearing down, but he's going to get stuffed all the way back to about the 5-yard line. And a little miscue there is going to set East Jackson to a punting situation, and they'll be in the shadow of their own goalpost, if there were shadows.
Yes, not ideal here for their punter. The tackle by Logan Pigott on for Hanover on that bad snap, the miscue there.
And another high snap, but the punter gets it, gets the punt away, and it's a good punt. It's going to take an East Jackson bounce and go to bounce just shy of midfield. So what could have been a bad situation there for the Trojans. The punter gets them out of it, but Hanover Horton's still going to start with excellent field position, and I'm seeing it
48. Yep, they are going to spot that at the
47-yard line. Nice field position for the Comets to get started here.
Hunter Miller looks like under center for the Comets.
Johnny Stewart's Hanover Horton Comets, three backs. The handoff goes on first down for about 3 yards, just over the 45.
Tackle by Zachary Seymour, doing a little double duty tonight.
Second down and 8.
Seymour lining up at that, not sure if they've got him at the end or if he's lined up as a linebacker. Looks like he is an outside linebacker for the Trojan defense.
Another give on second down. He's got a little bit of running room. He's going to turn that into a 8-yard gain, 7-8-yard gain. He's going to be close to that first down marker.
Jeremy Steelman in the secondary with the tackle there, the 6-foot junior.
Looks like I got Dakota Manny on the carry on that one, Jason.
Yeah, it's a three-back set in very
T formations.
They
got a lot of options back there, and they do a lot of misdirection. And this time the handoff goes right. And that's going to be, again, close to that first down marker on about third and two, a spot that's going to leave him short.
That tackle by Zachary Seymour, his second of the game, and junior Jared Swantek for the Trojans. And that'll bring up a
fourth and one. Miller comes to the line. Again, very tight formation, no receivers. Gives a 33 on the fourth down carry. He's battling, and so are the Trojans, and we'll see where the forward progress gets him, but it looks like he might come up short. Tad Moore on the carry. And the spot is short. Turnover on downs. East Jackson stout on defense. Gets themselves the football back. Now they'll look to erase the miscues and maybe get something going for themselves on offense.
And a good job there by linebacker Andrew Berlin for the Trojans to make that tackle, his first of the game for the junior.
Seymour brings the Trojan offense out. Two backs, two wide receivers, tight end going out for a pass two, and he just looked and throw. Now he'll pull it down and run, kind of a delayed QB run, but he's only going to get about a yard. And we'll make it second and nine from the Trojan 40-yard line. Not quite even to the 40. They're going to get a spot at about the 39.
And that tackle by Tristan Falls, the senior for Hanover, defensive tackle slash linebacker.
Four wideouts on this second down play. Seymour out of the shotgun and hands it off, spread them out, and a decent carry there. They get about 3 yards, but it still bring up a third down and five situation for the Trojans.
Tripped up by number 66. I apologize, I don't have him on our roster for Hanover Horton. Lost his helmet in the process, so he has to come off the field for at least one play.
Again, four wide on this third down and six play. And this time, Seymour's going to keep it. Gets out to the edge. He's turning upfield. He's got the first down.
Still on his feet.
Still up. And chased out of bounds in Comet territory at about the 47-yard line.
Yeah.
Nice run by Seymour.
And a good second effort there by Seymour to keep that play moving. And that will be our first down from either team with 6 and 47 to play now in the first. And really, we haven't seen much movement out of either team. This is this 10, 11 yards that they've gained so far is the most either team has gained.
So they do have at the 48 in Comet territory. Seymour again out of the shotgun. This time hands it off. And that dive play is going to go for about 3 yards. Run carried by, looks like that's Dylan Sheets on the carry.
Stop by Tad Moore, coming up from the secondary to make the tackle.
So it's second down and 8 yards.
So Zachary Seymour hasn't gone to the air yet in this game. Is it a product of his lack of playing at quarterback, or is it an issue with the weather?
He'll pitch it out on second down and long, looking to find a seam. Not a lot there, but he does barrel his way up there. Sheets on the carry, and he's going to set up a third down and six for the Trojans.
Colin Zeman with the tackle.
The Trojans come up to the line for the third down and six play. Four wideouts for Seymour. He's a threat to run. We haven't seen him pass yet, though. And now we get some motion in the backfield. And that was Adam Havens, set up at running back, who took a step backwards about a half a second too soon. And that'll make it third down and 11 for East Jackson.
Yeah, he jumped the gun just a little bit there.
The 49-yard line. So third down 11 play. They come out with two tight end, two backs. Seymour looking to throw for the first time. Lets it go. He's got a man and overthrown. Intended receiver on the play, Daniel Murphy.
Yeah, just a little bit over his head, probably 3 or 4 yards, a little bit too far downfield for him, but put it in a good spot. Really only the over-the-shoulder play there where it was either going to be caught by the receiver or nobody at all, so a good job by Seymour despite the incompletion. And the punt team comes out for East Jackson.
Yeah, this is a chance for them, despite, you know, not getting points on the board. They're gaining some field position. Kind of shifted the field there. And a nice punt that's going to die right at about the 17. And Hanover Horton's going to take over. Backed up in their own territory a little bit. So East Jackson, what you can see, Jason, from their first possession, where they're backed up on their own, down to almost their own goal line, through the course of that possession, were able to shift that field position game, and now it's in their advantage. So Hanover Horton's going to have to try to answer in this case. If this is going to be a back and forth like we've seen so far, Hanover Horton's going to want to move the chains at least a couple times, so that even if they have to punt, they'll be able to shift that field position, because right now it favors East Jackson. And there's a move that's going to move the chains, and maybe then some. Running up the left sideline, he's into Trojan territory at the 40, the 30, 20, he's still on his feet, 10, he's going all the way, touchdown! Jared Swantek, just a blast run right up the gut, and it looks like they caught him in a bit of a blitz, Jason, and blocked the right guys, and he had a hole, and he just beat everybody down the field. What a run by Swantek, and Hanover Horton's on the board, 6-0.
Dakota Manny with the carry there on that play for Hanover Horton.
Oh, you had a different guy than me?
Yeah.
Oh, you know why? Because you're looking at the wrong side. Jeez.
And a fantastic, what was it, 83 yards for the score by Dakota Manny. He had one man to beat. It was Daniel Murphy. Just couldn't quite wrap him up there for the score.
Maybe if Swantek had been in on the play. And the kick comes straight down on the crossbar and bounces back out. It's a first time for me on that one, Jason. I haven't seen a kick bounce out that way. So 6-0 our score, Hanover Horton. And again, that was Dakota Manny. Forgive me for Swantek. But a great run on that blast by Hanover Horton. And they're on the board first. 30-second break. We're back with a kickoff on K105.3.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the WISE core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Big run play there for Dakota Manny and the Hanover Horton Comets. And they're on the board first, 6-0, 4:28 to go first quarter here, East Jackson High School, for the K105.3 football friendly game of the week. East Jackson will look to answer. Set to receive the kick.
Out-of-town scoreboard update. Manchester leads Napoleon 3-0 early in the first quarter.
Here comes your kick. Another roller, and that's going to get all the way down to the 5. This time it'll pick it up and run. A couple dancing moves there. Doesn't find a lot of room. He'll get it out to about the 19. And that's Dylan Sheets on the carry. Jason, we confirm that I have the right.
You do have the right ball carrier there on that one for Dylan Sheets. And somebody get him some oxygen. Dakota Manny comes down to make that tackle on special teams. So he's doing it all tonight.
Definitely getting his cardio in for the night. First 10 from the 19 for the Trojans. Seymour comes out with 3 wide receivers, 2 backs. And it looks like a design run for the quarterback. He goes up the right side. Still on his feet, twisting and breaks a tackle, and he's out in his second level. Nice, caught up the middle, and now it's a foot race.
Fumble.
The ball got loose on the tackle. East Jackson claiming they still have it. They got that carry by Seymour. Gets all the way down to the 45-yard line before he's wrestled down from behind.
There's a flag on the field behind the play, but I'm not sure if it was the an errant flag there because of the fumble trying to toss the blue bean bag versus the penalty flag, but
yes, picking up the flag. I think you got that, Jason. He was throwing that to Mark that it was fumble. He picked up the flag, and East Jackson did indeed recover, and they'll take over first and 10 here at the 47-yard line, knocking on the door of Hanover Horton territory.
Not the best color man in the business for nothing, folks.
That's a bold statement. Out of the shotgun, Seymour hands off to the right side. Not a lot of running room, but he is going to turn it into about a 3-yard gain, and that's Dylan Sheets on the carry. And they'll set that. Looks like it's going to be second and 8 from the 49. It's nice to see the care exercised by that official drying off the football.
Yeah.
You can tell these games really matter to these MHSAA pros.
They do good work. Excellent work.
Four wide receivers for Seymour. Sheets in motion. Fakes the handoff. And now a delayed handoff to the back. And that was Adam Havens on the carry, and he's tackled at the 50, and we got a flag on the field where the tackle happened.
Yeah, number 66. Again, don't have the number, but East Jackson's going to get whistled for a hold.
The ball is marked at the 38-yard line.
So then move that back to the 38. Penalties can really kill drives, and that's how East Jackson is experiencing right now. Back to their own 38 with a second down, about 20. Out of the shotgun. Seymour slips, and did his knee touch down? They're going to call him down.
Yep.
And I'm not sure it did touch, Jason. They have better perspective than me down right on the field. That official in the backfield blew the whistle.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that's going to happen in field conditions like this with the weather the way it is. You're going to find yourself slipping and falling a little bit more often than you normally would, and comes back to bite him, and it makes it third and looks like they have it third and 20. Looks like it might be a little bit more than that.
We lost about two, three yards on the play, 2:25 to go first quarter. And there you'll get a penalty that'll work in favor of East Jackson, so we'll move it up 5 yards on the offside call. And it'll be second down and 17.
They're making us do entirely
second,
too
third
much
down
math
and 17. Yeah, well,
on this drive.
I'd like to have to count it. So anyway, third down and a really long distance. Seymour out of the shotgun. Back to pass. Swing pass out of the backfield. And well covered by Hanover Horton as Dylan Sheets had nowhere to go, and he's going to get bout back to the line of scrimmage, and that'll get the East Jackson punt team off the bench.
That tackle by number 66 again. He's done very well despite his nameless persona so far in this game.
We'll effort to get an update on that.
Yes. May have to go up on the roof and talk to the coordinators and find out who our mysterious linebacker is.
Here comes your snap for the kick. Punt is up, and it's
a good one.
Fielded at the 30, and he's got some room up the sideline. Now we turn it back in and then turned back out. Just over the 50, he's pushed out of bounds, and they've got a mark at the 49. So Hanover Horton will start in East Jackson territory.
Minute 32 to go in the first quarter. Quick moving game so far with a lot of the action taking place on the ground.
First down and 10 for the Comets coming up to the line. Again, not a lot of passing threat out of the Comets offense. We do have a back split off, a little bit different formation than we've seen out of them the whole way today. Still a handoff and a nice run up, getting to the left, looking to turn it up the edge. No room there. He's going to get about four on the play. On the carry is Ty Lapshin.
That tackle by Andrew Berlin, the 5'10" junior. And good job on that carry by Hanover Horton to continue to keep moving forward diagonally while trying to get around to the edge there to at least get some positive yardage on first down.
There's that T. Give is to the up back, and he's got some room again. Dakota Manny. This time he doesn't go to the house, but he's going to get the first down for the Comets. Inside the 40-yard line to the 38.
Brought down by Kevin Osborne.
First down carry for the Comets.
And that T, you have those three backs there, and Manny's the one lining up in the middle. He's been able to be the quick hitter and gash this Trojan defense for some yardage so far. This time the give goes to number 23, Chance Cawthon, and he'll hit forward for about 8.
Brought down by Zachary Seymour, his third tackle so far. Having a good night defensively.
You get this kind of run game like Hanover Horton uses, and it's nice to get a little rhythm in the blocking, a little rhythm in hitting the holes, and once they, you know, that's how you get that drive going, and it's tough to stop once they're in rhythm and they know where to go. This time the give is to Manny again, and there he is through that first level. Cuts and jukes the guy out of his shoes into the end zone again, Dakota Manny. Nice run by that young man. And Hanover Horton's on the scoreboard again. 12-0 as time ticking down here on the first quarter.
That one 33 yards, so now give him 126 just on his two touchdown runs alone.
Puts him in the driver's seat for a Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game nomination. Big first quarter for Dakota Manny and the Comets, and they lead 12-0, and we got an extra point pending. Hold is down, the kick is up. This time it's higher and will not drop on the goalpost. It's in. Make it 13-0, Hanover Horton, 30-second break. Back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kucha, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christie. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443. We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, as the high school football frenzy on K105.3 rolls on. Hanover Horton off to a hot start. It's the running game that's propelled them to the end zone twice with 6 seconds on our first quarter clock. They lead 13-0. Lining up to kick.
Quick out-of-town update from the first quarter scores in the Cascades Conference. After one, Addison leads Grass Lake 8-0, and Napoleon has taken a 7-3 lead over Manchester at the end of one.
A couple games we'll be watching closely, just so we see if the Cascades Conference sorts itself out a little bit. There's your kickoff. This one's going to be another liner, this time fielded cleanly and with some room to run it through the line. Nice tackle at the 40. But a nice return for East Jackson. Dylan Sheets fielded it down at about the 10. And he'll bring that out to the 41-yard line. Nope, they're going to sit there right down on the 40. First and 10. East Jackson at their own 40-yard line. But a nice return by Dylan Sheets.
Good job by Christian Beneke to stop him. He had a lot of daylight in front of him after that.
We'll let the team switch ends. 12 minutes back up on the clock. Second quarter coming up. Let's take a one-minute break, and we'll be right back on K105.3.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason, quick look at the crosstown scoreboard there for Tri-County Water. 7-7 tie at the end of one, Western and Lumen Christi.
Nice.
First down here, and Seymour's going to keep it. He's got himself about seven. Now he's twisted. So the defender pulled his jersey. Still battling. He's into Comet territory. And he's all the way to the 45-yard line. Did you see the defender tried to pull him down by the jersey, but he ended up throwing him about three more yards ahead.
Yeah, he was wrapped up by the jersey there, probably with about 3 yards short of the first down. Tried to spin out of it. The defender let go of the jersey, ended up throwing him forward for the first down and then some. And a good effort there, especially on the second effort by Zachary Seymour.
And they're actually going to put it at the 44, Jason. First and 10 for East Jackson. Their best play today has been the Zachary Seymour QB keep.
Yeah.
Out of the shotgun now with two backs. Hands it off into the line looking for some space. Flag on the field on the carry by Adam Havens. Looks like he went for about four, but let's see what the penalty call is. Holding, and that's going to go against the Trojans. So moving back another five.
And penalties have been the bane of their existence in this game. They've really shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, and they seem to come, you know, East Jackson will get a big play, and then the next play they'll hurt themselves with a penalty.
Yep.
So make it first and 20 from the 45 back into their own territory. Seymour out of the shotgun. Looks like Havens and Sheets in the backfield with him looking to throw. And through the receiver's hands, Dakota Manny almost came up with that one. A little low, incomplete, second down and long.
And it looks like that ball didn't quite leave the hand the way that Seymour wanted it to. You could tell on the release it probably wasn't his best throw. Receiver still had a shot at it, but in these kind of conditions, it's always tough to get the passing attack going.
45-yard line for East Jackson. They've got a mile to get to that first down marker. Second down. Seymour out of the shotgun with two backs and one receiver and another false start penalty coming out of the backfield. Havens. He's right next to the quarterback. He's got to be able to hear the count.
Yeah, and it looked like that was a hard count attempt to try to get Hanover to jump offside. Didn't quite work out the way that they intended.
Tech on another five. Put them back on their own 40-yard line. 25 yards for a first down. And they'll break the huddle back to the line. Seymour will have three receiver choices, two backs back there. He's going to keep it this time. Gets around the edge. No, nice tackle. Seymour tried to keep it. He's brought down. Big tackle by Tyler Davidson. Dang it. Did I just do that again?
Yeah, you did. It's Zach LaBelle on the tackle.
You know what? I was trying to not do it intentionally, and I flipped it over an extra time.
That's okay.
Zach LaBelle.
That's his first stop
nice
of the
tackle.
Game. The senior defensive lineman for the Hanover Horton Comets.
Just so you know, Tyler Davidson was in on the play.
Yes, he was.
But just on the other side of the ball.
Threw a solid block. And
no, I think I got... Actually, no, I think I got him down on the sideline there.
Way too many people moving around.
We got another flag?
No, timeout East Jackson. It looked like they might throw a flag because they had about 55 people running around trying to get the formation set up right. And ended up wisely calling a timeout.
So timeout, we'll keep it here. Give me an opportunity to try and make sure I'm looking at the right side of my roster.
Yeah.
10:01 on the clock. Here in the second quarter in the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report coming up.
Yeah, stay tuned for that one.
Yeah.
We'll give you some insights as to who's leading the way so far in the running for that Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game award. Take a look at it, all the scores we can come up with.
That's right. And our Denny's On Demand.
No doubt. Our Denny's On Demand statistic of the game, Denny's.com.
I was just talking about Denny's On Demand, period. I mean,
oh, that's... You're just thinking about
just
it.
Thinking
pancakes.
About it. I want pancakes.
Pan clocks.
Yeah. And actually, I was talking to our sales manager today, well, who had stopped by to check out the Equinox. He said that he was at Denny's at the remote the other day. Best burger he's had in a long time.
Today?
Yeah.
The Nooner was live from Denny's.
That's right.
With Greg O'Connor. So long third down play here for East Jackson. Seymour back to pass again. A lot of time. Going deep. He's got a man behind the defense. In and out of his hands. Jason, just before I say his name.
Yeah, you are correct.
Daniel Murphy. The intended receiver.
Good defense there by Christian Beneke for Hanover. Got a hand in on that play as well. Also, Colin Zeman was in on the defense. And guess who? For Hanover, Dakota Manny also in on the defense there.
Seymour definitely heaved that. He had the distance, and there was a shot for Murphy to catch it, but you're right. Good defense to get a couple hands in there and make it tough on him. Nice snap for the punt, and the kick is away.
Good punt.
That's a big one. It's going to take a Trojan bounce, rolling down to the 21-yard line before it stops. And is downed, and that's for Hanover. Horton will take over. Backed up in their own territory a little bit. Ready for some more of the Dakota Manny show tonight for the Hanover Horton Comet offense.
126 yards rushing, 116 yards rushing by himself just on his touchdown runs alone from 83 and 33. That's 116, right?
I wasn't listening.
Okay. All right, then.
Don't make me do math in my head on the air.
My daughter's at home doing algebra homework, so I'm guessing I probably should text her and ask her.
That would make sense. Hanover Horton ready to go on first down. It's a sweet play, and he's getting some room. Turns it upfield to the outer edge there at the right, and wrestled out of bounds. Ty Lapshin on the carry for the Comets.
Looks like he was brought down by Andrew Berlin on that play, his third tackle of the night.
Bumped into John Denny, superintendent from Hanover Horton this morning.
Oh.
Fun conversation about him. Looking forward to the basketball season out of Hanover Horton. And
hopefully they've arranged for some stairs to get me into the press box some from the last time we were there.
Seen a rope or something.
It was a little difficult
rope
getting
ladder.
In
And there's a handoff on second down and two for the Comets. Tackled quickly. On the carry is Chance Coffin. So third down and two for the Comets. East Jackson, chance to make a stand here. Trailing 13-0. Dakota Manny with two scores on the game so far. Big formation here for the Comets. And that handoff goes up the middle. He's going to get a couple yards. He's going to put it by the marker. We might get a measurement here. Depends on the spot. And we got the signal. First down.
They're moving the chains.
Move the chains, and Hanover Horton's got a first and 10 from the 32-yard line. They got a lot of field to work with here. First and 10. You got your Hanover Horton T back there. And this time the give goes to Lapshin. And he's got not a lot of room there. He's going to get about a yard maybe. Some battling going on with the block there on the edge. You see that, Jason?
I did.
Good-hearted young aggression there.
Yeah, and in a game like this where the ground game is going to be so important, those blocks are going to be huge as well. So you're going to see a lot of that back and forth going on between the big heavies on the in the trenches, as they like to say.
Waiting to see if Dakota Manny is going to snap off another gem of a run here. Second down and 9 for Hanover Horton. And this time the QB's keeping it rolling out. He's got some room up the left. He's up the sideline to the 40, to the 50. Chased out of bounds at the East Jackson 45. Hunter Miller. QB rolling out. Kind of a naked boot, Jason.
Yeah, he had one blocker in front of him. Almost stumbled very early on in that run, but was able to regain his composure and break free. And did a good job of getting through there. Jeremy Steelman ran him out of bounds.
First and 10 for Hanover Horton after the big play into East Jackson territory from the 45. And they continue to chug along. This time the handoff goes to Lapshin. He's hit immediately. Nice job by East Jackson and the defensive line.
Nice stuff there by Dylan Sheets.
Second down and 10.
Also Tyler Panther in on that tackle. The 5'10" senior, the son of a couple of people I went to high school with, actually. So,
Steve Panther.
Yeah,
Addison right now leading Grass Lake 16-0.
Interesting. I thought that score might be a little closer.
I take that back. You know what? We got that was an older update because I'm seeing Grass Lake on the board 16-6. There's a pass play deep. And just knocked away. Christian Beneke couldn't reel it in, but a nice throw and chased down on the defense in a pass breakup.
Andrew Berlin with the pass deflection there.
So I've got a 16-6 score, excuse me, Addison and Grass Lake.
Looking forward to the conclusion of that game.
So Hanover Horton come back to the line again. It's third down and from the East Jackson 45. Now out of the shotgun for Miller, and he's going to give to Lapshin. Breaks a tackle in the backfield. Not a lot of room, though. He dropped the football.
Yep, and East Jackson,
says they have it. And there's your signal, the Trojans. Creating the turnover on a third and long situation and defensive stop that they sorely needed. Trailing 13-0 with 6:49 to go here in the first half. Trojans looking to build a little momentum as we continue to broadcast here, K105.3 Football Frenzy.
And I believe that was Zachary Seymour who recovered that fumble.
Now he'll try not to fumble on the offense as the quarterback out of the shotgun here with two backs in the backfield. And he hands it off up the right side. Not a lot of running room for Sheets on the play. But he will get about 3. Eked out about 3 yards, second down and 7.
And that tackle by Skyler Canales, his second of the game for Hanover.
The 47-yard line. East Jackson, second down and 7. Out of the shotgun. This time, Seymour looked like a QB option. He keeps it, and he's pulled down for a loss.
Steven Newman brings him down there. And it looks like it'll be 3rd and 10. Manchester with a stop on 4th and goal to keep it 7-3 in their game.
Third and 10. East Jackson backed up to their own 44. Back to pass. Now quick out pass. little room to run. He's going to grab a couple yards, but he's still pulled down shy of midfield. Jeremy Steelman on the reception.
Skyler Canales with another tackle. Good job sniffing that play out.
So fourth down and six. It looks like the punt unit back on the field for the Trojans.
That is Sebastian Rudd back deep to punt for East Jackson.
Snaps a little low, but he gets it up, punts away, and that one's a bullet. Fielded at the 22. He's got some room to run. Uh-oh.
That's Manny
going up the right side. Nice change of pace, but a good tackle in the open field. Nevertheless, Hanover Horton starts with good field position. Out of bounds near the 48-yard line. 4:43 to go here in the first half. It's 13 to nothing, Comets.
That was Zachary Seymour who tossed him out of bounds.
Seymour out there pulling double duty, punt coverage, quarterback, recovering fumbles.
Yeah, playing linebacker.
Staying busy. First down and 10 for Hanover Horton, and we'll get an official spot at the 49. Miller brings the Comets out onto the field. Out of the shotgun, and we get a give on a big sweep here to the left side. Nice job by the Trojans to string it out.
Long flag on the backside of that play.
They'll take him out of the out of bounds. Yeah, the flag all the way on the other side of the field.
It's going to be a holding on Hanover. That one's coming back a little bit.
Good job on the pursuit by East Jackson on that play.
Yeah, great job to sniff it out by Zachary Seymour. That's going to be his fifth tackle of the night.
The penalty is going to really hurt Hanover Horton on the drive, moving back to the 39. Sure, first down and 20. Miller under center. Give goes up the middle, and he'll scratch out a yard. Second down and 19. Hanover Horton comes up to the line. Miller under center. Two backs and then one wing. Gives it to the fullback. And East Jackson on top of the play again. Nowhere to go for the ball carrier, Dakota Manny. 3:36 to go. First half, 13-0. Comets holding on to the lead with the ball here. On third and long situation.
And you notice East Jackson starting to stack up the box a little bit defensively, putting 7, 8, 9 in the box to stop that run up the middle. And that blitz has seemed to have paid off, but could come back to haunt them if Hanover can get to the edge on the outside. Almost 3 minutes on the dot to play. And we are going to get a timeout. Hanover Horton.
Hanover Horton takes the timeout, and we'll take a quick break here. 1 minute on K105.3, and we'll come back and wrap up the first half. Hanover Horton leads 13-0.
The Beach Bar in Clark Lake, family-owned and operated for over 75 years. Three generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup, using locally grown produce and the freshest ingredients possible. Visit BeachBarClarkLake.com and on Facebook. Open Wednesday through Sunday and now featuring daily food and drink specials. The Beach Bar, family-owned and operated for over 70 years.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious. Times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2468 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
This is how we rule.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Just under 3 minutes to go, first half. Hanover Horton back out on the field for a third and long. And another rollout, and the East Jackson defense snuffs it out, but a flag on the field, and it looks like a face mask, Jason.
Yeah, that might be costly for East Jackson.
Waiting for the signal. Yep, face mask is the signal. So you had them. Had him in the third and long scenario. The penalty is going to make things a little easier on the Comets. Just a five-yarder.
Joseph Elliott with the stop for East Jackson. A couple other Trojans in on the play, causing the face mask penalty.
I guess we got a... somebody in the audience listening on the K105.3 mobile app, so I'm say hello to them.
Thank you for that.
A little extra commentary to go with the game. A fumble on the snap. Looks like Hanover Horton's on it, Jason, but
yeah.
On that third down play, that's going to bring up your fourth down and a likely punt for the Comets with 2:39 on our game clock.
Yeah, I think you almost have to now on that play.
Fourth down and call it 18 yards.
You get a 13-point lead. It's heading towards halftime with 2:20 to go. You might as well punt it away, but the
that's not what they decided.
Not what doing.
Oh, they do. Oh, it's blocked.
Oh, blocked punt.
And he's got it. Open field into the end zone. Touchdown. And what a play.
That was Andrew Berlin on that play. He'll go 41 yards to the house on the blocked punt.
Tried to sneak that punt, Jason, from that running back position, and there was not enough room. Lots of penetration from the Trojan defense, and they block the punt and take it to the house for 6. Big play for the Trojans here in the waning moments of our first half. 2:07 to go. Make it 13-6. Pop that blocked punt right up in the air, and it just dropped down can of corn into Andrew Berlin's hands. And he was all alone with nothing but green between him and the end zone.
Yeah, it was elementary from there. As soon as he came down with the ball, he was gone like a bolt of lightning. And a big 6-point swing there. 12-point swing, really. For East Jackson.
Hold is down. The extra point is up, and it's blocked. So 13-6 is where we stand with 2:07 to go. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll get another kickoff on here in the first half on K105.3.
It's an exciting time to be a Comet, a mid-Michigan leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. Hanover Horton features a wide variety of classes, including STEM, advanced placement, and dual enrollment. With our dedicated staff, hardworking students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton School District is the right choice for your student. Visit hanoverhorton.org today for more information. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Come and be a part of the Comet Nation.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Exciting play for East Jackson. Trojans get on the board. 13-6, 2:07 to go in our first half. Thanks to Steve Dorr stopping by up here in the press box. He had the best seat in the house for that play, up on top of the press box. Nice place to watch a game. We've done that before.
Yes, we have.
So we get a kickoff here by the Trojans. Manny, one of a trio of Comets, back to receive here. There's your kick. Nice high kick. Fielded at the 15, and we don't know who has it. There you go. They fake it up the middle.
Wow.
Three guys. Little secret fake handoff scenario there. And we get the run up the middle by Lapshin, and he's going to get the Comets pretty good field position with 2 minutes exactly on our first half clock.
Yeah,
And they will put that one down to 44. Here come the Comets. Miller under center. He's going to roll out to pass. Open in the flats was Chance Cawthon, but he's overthrown, incomplete.
Yeah, just an errant pass there by Hunter Miller. He had Cawthon wide open there on that flat and had a lot of space in front of him, just couldn't quite hit him. Overthrew him by just a little bit.
Yeah, nobody really within 5 yards or so of the receiver. And this give goes to Manny, and he's pulled down. You can see the defender got him by the shirt tail. Pulls him down. He'll actually lose about a yard on that one. Third down. And let's call it 11 yards.
Brandon Walker on the stop there for the Trojan defense.
The third and 10 play here for the Comets. The East Jackson defense has been able to really hold them in check the last couple possessions. See if that remains true on this third down play. Lathan's got, he's got some room to run. Now he's got the first down and maybe then some, oh, took his legs right out. Touchdown saving tackle by Cade Hudson. And
Hudson, that's going to get us down.
Yeah, that's going to get us an injury timeout. We'll get the trainer out on the field. Let's go ahead and take a 1 minute break. See if we can come back with a final 110 of the first half. Again, 13-6 our score on K105.3.
The perfect floor starts at Collins Brothers Floor Covering, your locally owned Abbey Carpet and Floor Showroom. Expert assistance, incredible selection, professional installation. It's right here in your neighborhood, and the October flooring sale is on now at Collins Brothers. Prices are reduced on waterproof plank flooring. Plus, get free standard installation on all carpets with padding. Buy before November 1st and save big. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on West Pearl in downtown Jackson, or call 517-782-0.
For over 30 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County that can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at Brooklyn Plumbing and Heating.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at East Jackson High School. Players still down on the field, and it was a heck of a collision, Jason, so no surprise that he's suffering ill effects.
Yeah, that is Sebastian Rudd down on the field. Looks like it's the lower part of the body that the training staff is looking at. He is moving, which is always good. But it looks like definitely a lower body slash leg injury. Never like to see that on the football field.
Oh, no. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a lot of things, but an injury is, you know, the thing you don't want, especially, you know, when you got a roster like East Jackson, they don't have a lot of bodies to spare, which, you know, it's not, you don't want somebody to get injured because you simply just don't want it to happen. But East Jackson already lacking some depth and now in danger of losing another guy, it's not a good thing. And of course,
yeah,
concerned for the kid.
Absolutely.
Getting near 8 o'clock here on K105.3, WKHM FM, Brooklyn, Jackson.
And the positive thing is that he is, even though he's on the turf, he is moving around and looks to be communicating pretty well with the training staff, and he is going to get himself up. And
certainly a left leg injury favoring it heavily, and he's going to get assistance to get off the field. Update coming in from Spring Arbor Road, Lumen Christi leads Western 19-7.
Very good game there.
We'll get as many score updates as we can find for you at the half for Tri-County Water. Our halftime report brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. So, Sebastian Rudd off the field. East Jackson back on the defense. First and 10 for the Comets. Nice pass out to Dakota Manny. Nice move to get past the defender. He's going to be in. He goes airborne, diving for that first down marker. And it looks like he'll still come up a little short, but the clock might be the difference maker here. We're down to 47 seconds, and we'll get a timeout on the field.
And he's brought down by Andrew Berlin, and that is tackle number 5 for Berlin. Starting to get a handful of halftime scores coming in.
Timeout on the field, keeping it here. So it's a halftime. That's a halftime score at Lumen, 19-7.
Way out of town scoreboard. Houston, the Astros beat Boston 8-2 earlier today. Take a 2-0 lead in the American League Division Series.
Closing in on the half, Addison leads Grass Lake 24-6. Addison well in control there, trying to keep pace with the Cardinals atop that Cascades Conference.
Michigan Center has a very winnable game tonight at Vandercook.
Yeah, heavy favorites in that one. I bet Grass Lake would love to repay the favor to Michigan Center from last year.
Yes.
Getting that win at the end of the year. Back to pass again, Miller. He's got pressure. Escapes, throws it away. Second down and a couple yards there, and Miller nearly sacked.
Yeah, and a smart play there by Miller to get out of the tackle box and just throw that ball away. He had nothing doing, and you don't want to take a chance, especially in weather like this. Just bomb it 5 yards deep on the sidelines there, and he comes up with the smart play, and
nope.
It looks like they're going to get
they're
it for grounding.
For the intentional grounding.
Yes, they will. A little bit too far.
And so we'll move that back. And they'll get that spotted at the 36. Third down and 7 for the Comets. 40 seconds on the clock out of the shotgun for Miller. Too wide to his left. And he'll hand it off over to the sweep play on the right.
Got
the first down. He's going for the end zone there. Chucked out of bounds, it looks like, on the opposite side of the field from us at about the 15.
And that was Andrew Berlin on the stop, and he has come up with some big tackles in this game so far, Steve.
Chance Coffin on the carry for the Comets. And they'll spot that at the 14.
These have been some big hits.
32 seconds on the game clock. 13-6 our score. East Jackson with a block punt returned for a touchdown. Still got a little discussion going on between a couple of officials by the 20-yard line. I'm not sure what they're pouring over, Jason, but
yeah, I'm not really entirely sure either. It looked like on the play previous to that, there was a little bit of jumping both from the East Jackson side and the Hanover side. Everybody kind of pointing at everybody else. The official stepped into the line, kind of let them play. And now the confab expires.
So 32 seconds. It's the Comets ball. East Jackson 14. Handoff goes to Lapshin, but he goes nowhere. And the East Jackson defense has at times looked really, really good, especially that D-line, Jason. just been burned a couple times, but those couple times turned into points for the Comets.
Yeah, really the two big runs of the night, the 83-yard run and the 33-yard run by Manny, have been the two biggest plays that they've allowed. Outside of that, they've been bend but not break. So a good job defensively. And we want the officials, let's see, they are responding to our timekeeper here. They want to reset the clock to 25 seconds.
That's indeed what happened. So 13-6 our score, 25 seconds. Second down and 12.
Very excited for our halftime report here. Lots to talk about in this game. Lots to talk about around the area. As the fog begins to roll in.
I was just going to say, with the lights illuminating, you can really see the kind of mist that's been hanging over the field all night. So 25 seconds, team's back on the field. Out of the shotgun for Miller. Lapshin in motion. And back to pass. Miller looking to the end zone. And
got it.
Dakota Manny with the catch.
Oh, they're going to say
at
no.
At the goal line, down at the one.
Oh, they do give him the catch. He signaled incomplete, but I think he was signaling that there was no touchdown.
So Manny got it quick to the line for the Comets. And
keeper.
Miller's going to keep it and dive. East Jackson signaling that he's not in, but with time ticking on the clock here. 3-2-1. And the half is over. What's the call?
And he's short.
And they'll say he's short. So the clock keeps the Trojans at a 7-point deficit, 13-6. Now we do have the officials again coordinating. And it looks like the teams... Hanover Horton's still staying on the sideline. And East Jackson is hustling. And now they're coming... Are they coming back?
They're coming back, and Hanover's going away, so I'm not sure what's happening here. So now half of the team is going away, and the other half is coming back. And
I think it might be senior night, Jason.
Oh, yes, you are correct.
That's what's going on.
I'm looking at all of these young men from the East Jackson team, and I'm looking, and they're all, judging by the roster, they're all seniors.
So, at the half, 13-6 our score. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. We'll come back for the Collins Brothers floor covering. Check out the Tri-County Water scoreboard. Get our Denny's on-demand statistics and keep things going here. Again, 13-6 our score. Hanover Horton in front of the Trojans at home at East Jackson on K105.3.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
The Beach Bar in Clark Lake, family owned and operated for over 75 years. Three generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup, using locally grown produce and the freshest ingredients possible. Visit BeachBarClarkLake.com and on Facebook. Open Wednesday through Sunday and now featuring daily food and drink specials. The Beach Bar, family owned and operated for over 70 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School sports season. commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half here at East Jackson High School. The Trojans trail the visiting Hanover Horton Comets 13-6. Jason, I'm going to go right into the Denny's On Demand stat. It's the difference maker, the two big runs, Dakota Manny.
Yeah.
It's the whole difference, and he's still the would you come up with 116 yards on those two carries?
116 yards on those two carries. He's obviously had a couple of other really big runs and a big completion at the end of the half, almost resulting in a score, but the two touchdown runs, 116 yards total.
So that's your Denny's On Demand halftime statistic, 116 yards. Basically on two plays. Of course, his total numbers, like you said, higher than that. But those two big plays that went to the end zone for the Comets, really the difference maker. Of course, the blocked punt and return for touchdown. Andrew Berlin got the East Jackson Trojans on the scoreboard. And that's where we stand, 13-6 here at the half. New Denny's On Demand online ordering. You can now enjoy your Denny's wherever you want.
That's right.
New Denny's On Demand online ordering. Whatever, whenever, and now, wherever.
That's right.
Order now at Denny's.com. It's one of those road trips on the way home. Maybe you get that order on from the phone, pick it up on the way home tonight.
That's right.
And you got a hot meal. And breakfast 24-7, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with 24-7 bacon, so.
That could go wrong for you.
Yeah.
If you're eating bacon 24/7.
I mean, I am putting on a little weight, so maybe turkey bacon.
Yeah, but you're just trying to move up a weight class.
I really am. I've moved up more than one, but I'm going to keep going.
What about that Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, Jason? What have you got?
We have three scores to report. Napoleon leads Manchester at the half 21-3. Lumen Christi over Western 19-7 at the half. And one other halftime score, Addison leads Grass Lake 24-6. That ground game really paying off for the Panthers of Addison.
So there you go, the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. We got that Tri-County Water station at work. And matter of fact, I've been using it to mix with, like, I like the flavor. So the flavors juice I can squirt into it. So
yeah.
Perfect for that.
There you go.
The water's so pristine. And
it is. It's delicious. Such good water. It is delicious.
We'll have to see if we can't get Tri-County Water to get us something we can take on the road.
That would be awesome.
Some sort of a portable water station.
And you know what we could use to transport that? The Equinox.
We could use that 2018 Chevy Equinox from Hart Main Chevrolet. Somebody's going to win that, our football frenzy contestants. And just in time for the half, Mark Lipke got us those qualifiers. Now, name number one on the list, Jason, is Mike. Just Mike.
Just Mike. Cool. Hey, like, share. It works.
Madonna. He's so famous. He is. And that's such a common name.
Congratulations, Mike.
Good job, Mike.
Way to go,
buddy. Qualified. Donovan Cavernall on the list. Jody Holter. Heather Adams. Howard Patterson. Kerry Swantek. Stacy McMallon.
There you go.
Tina Poole. Michael Penn. And Jessica Poole. A couple Pools on the list.
Yeah. Good for them.
Good for them. Congratulations to those people getting qualified. And again, the qualifiers party coming up not too long from now at Art Main Chevrolet, where somebody's going to get the keys to that brand new Chevrolet.
Oh, and it is a nice ride, too.
Yeah. I'll have to take your word for it. The ride. I haven't ridden in it. I haven't driven it.
I backed it up once. That seems to be a running theme. That's the only thing they'll let me do is back it into a parking space, and that's it. But thankfully, it has a backup camera, so it was super easy
this
year.
It was an easy backup job.
Yeah, it was.
Well, Jason, what adjustments are we seeing for the second half? What do you expect? I think Hanover Horton maybe more of the same in the run game, and East Jackson's got to find a way to move the football. The defense, their defense was good. Not great, but good. And I think that's not something they're going to have to worry about a ton, but it's got to, they've got to find a way to move the football.
Yeah, and I think really with Hanover Horton, you stick to the run game. The ground game has worked well for you. You were able to complete a pass late in the half, which was good. But you also want to take a look at making sure that your run game varies. They've done a lot of up the middle, handful of sweeps here and there, so we want to make sure that we limit that, you know. East Jackson was able to stack the box, blitz, and take care of that inside handoff situation, which really was their bread and butter on the two big runs that they had. So you want to be able to get the ball outside on the edges a little bit more, and if it means throwing the football into the flat, doing what you have to do to get the ball to the outside to really kind of switch things up to keep East Jackson honest and stop them from stacking the box with 8 and 9 players. On the other side of that, with East Jackson, I think defense has been good, bend but don't break. You've really got to focus on that. Making sure that they keep an eye on that run. They've done a good job of with that T formation, keeping everything in check there. Offensively, they've got to limit their mistakes. The mistakes have really killed them. After they've had some huge gains and a lot of momentum built up, they make a mistake, a bonehead play, something happens, they end up moving backwards a handful of yards, kills the drive, and everything stalls out for them. They've played really well on special teams, so keep that up as well, but focus on offense, limiting mistakes, and really focusing on trying to get the ball moving in the right direction and keeping it moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I think, like you said, they would have a couple big plays East Jackson, then they'd get a false start penalty the next snap, or they get a holding penalty. So the mistakes have got to stop. And again, they've just got to look to move the football. The things that have worked, Seymour running it, and we haven't seen a lot in the passing game from East Jackson. And the first time we saw them, it was basically that was what they wanted to do, was toss that ball around. Of course, again, Daniel Poole was under center at that time. And now they've had to make some adjustments, but I think they look at making some adjustments in the offense to move the football, and they're going to have to put at least 7 more up if they want to have a chance to win this game. And one of the things I noticed early, Jason, is they both have tough matchups next week.
Yes.
East Jackson's got to go to Napoleon, and Hanover Horton's going to go to Addison.
Yeah, that's
so,
gonna be a tough one.
In both of those games, these two teams will be underdogs.
Significant underdogs.
Yeah. So in a sense, this game is big. They both need to get this win here.
Yeah.
And so there's importance added to it from my perspective. And Hanover Horton at 3-3. Be nice to move to 4-3, get yourself over 500 with a chance to even snag a 5th win in a week. On the halftime here for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, we're going to go ahead and take a 2-minute break. We'll get the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment, and we will be back on the halftime again. Hanover Horton 13, East Jackson 6 on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
The Jackson YMCA Bus-In Program helps transport kids to the YMCA from local elementaries while helping engage kids in physically active, learning, and imaginative activities that encourage exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. The Bus-In Program runs from Monday to Friday and stops at 6 p.m. The YMCA picks kids up at local elementary schools and takes them to the YMCA. Kids can do various activities such as art, sports, homework help, games, and gymnastics. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
Make your tailgates delicious with Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Donuts, cider, and fresh baked pies are sure to please at any gathering. The cider is flowing and the donuts are hot. The cider barn is open at Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Everyone loves our fresh pressed cider, roasted almonds, and of course, fresh picked apples. Bring the whole family and get lost in our 5-acre maze with over 3 miles of twists and turns. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, located 1/2 mile north of US 12 on Jackson Road.
It's an exciting time to be a Comet, a mid-Michigan leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. Hanover Horton features a wide variety of classes, including STEM, advanced placement, and dual enrollment. With our dedicated staff, hardworking students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton School District is the right choice for your student. Visit hanoverhorton.org today for more information. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Come and be a part of the Comet Nation.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Lay leads Mustangs, athletic empty nesters, and more slime to be found. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Portage Central's boys soccer team starts the week with aspirations of a Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference regular season title, the top seed in the league tournament that comes with it, and a top five ranking in the statewide coaches polls in Division I. Along the way, the Mustangs have knocked off top-ranked East Kentwood and ended a three-year drought against crosstown rival Portage Northern. A core group of 17 players returning from last year's team is led by senior striker Min Lay, who had two goals in the win against Northern.
We take advantage of the field because ours is like one of the widest in the state. So we usually play wide, and we take advantage of that because a lot of teams can't. So it's just all about good luck.
You can read more about Min Lay and Portage Central Soccer on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the girls' tennis teams at Negaunee and Ishpeming Westwood, which captured top honors last week in the MHSAA Upper Peninsula Finals, and to Hunter Nowak and Austin Eddington of Morris, who connected on both a touchdown and a two-point conversion with 20 seconds to play last Friday as the Orioles stayed perfect in eight-player football, upsetting number 2 Deckerville 33-32. Prime your body with a pre-exercise snack. If it's been more than 3 hours since your last meal, having a pre-exercise snack will likely help you have a better workout. Make it something small that's easy to digest. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Come on. Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
The recruitment of new officials is an ongoing task for the MHSAA. Over the years, most recruiting efforts have sought to target young people, finding those graduating senior student athletes, or pursuing those college students who are looking for a way to make some extra cash while in college in becoming a sports official. One group, however, that we're continuing to recruit are what we call the athletic empty nesters. It's those moms and dads who have been following their kids as they've played their own high school sports. Once the kids have finished their time on the team, we'd like to get those moms and dads to become part of our team to become an official. There's help wanted. Just whistle.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Visit the MHSAA website now to register. Well, it came as no surprise to me that college basketball's longtime shoe scandal finally had the hammer brought down on it last week by the only group which could bring such pressure to bear, the Department of Justice. And if there's something smaller than the tip of the proverbial iceberg, well, folks, this is it, because you ain't seen nothing yet. The slime was rampant during my days in college athletics in the 70s and the 80s. My only concern going forward is as we find out more about how it has permeated youth basketball and high school basketball, where there are non-school power and player brokers galore on whom college coaches have come to depend on as pipelines for their programs instead of high school coaches, and who have painted delusional pictures of dollars and glory for young players and their parents. The feds made the big score last week because they had the power to pull it off, and the colleges couldn't, or wouldn't, police themselves. It will take a lot of work to dig deeper, but dig they must, because I guarantee there's even more slime to be found. A wonderful endgame here would be the total elimination of the high-power youth club programs, the closing of the summertime college recruiting window, high school programs returning as the influential force they once were, and some sanity being brought back to a sport gone insane. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSCA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
This past January, American One Credit Union gave back over $1 million to members who chose to finance local in 2016. We've decided to make 2017 bigger and better. This year, American One is giving back $1.5 million to members. That's 50% more back to members. Get your part of the $1.5 million when you finance a secured closed-end loan at American One anytime in 2017. Call any American One branch today and ask us for details.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, just a couple minutes away now from second half action. East Jackson trailing at home to the Hanover Horton Comets, 13-6. And the weather has kind of settled in to this misty, moist.
Foggy.
Is it a fog or is it a mist, Jason?
I'll
go with fog.
Let's go haze.
I like it.
Yeah, we'll go with a haze.
We've got a haze.
A misty haze. How's that?
We had a couple loose balls during the first half, and I'd attribute that a lot to condition on the field, but the officials have been working hard to keep dry footballs out there.
Yes.
And we look forward to another half of nice football action. We'll close out the halftime report here for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. What's your favorite kind of flooring, Jason?
I am a huge sucker for hardwood floors.
Really? I like a really plush carpet.
No, I can't do carpet. See, I have dogs, so having the hardwood floors is nice because, you know, the dog hair is easy to clean up if they shed a lot, and it's hilarious on days like this when it's wet outside, when you let the dogs out to play or you know, do what they do, and then you bring them back in, and then they can't walk, and it's funny. They just follow, and they drift around corners, and it's just, I don't know. I take pure joy in watching my Aussie Shepherd struggle to get across the living room.
Thank you, Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Let's take another 30 seconds. We'll come back with second half action here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
K105.3
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
AMC's huddled up on the sideline, just about to take the field. One more out-of-town score for Tri-County Water, Jason. It's a 37-0 Michigan Center lead at the half.
Ooh.
Over Vandercook Lake.
That one's getting ugly in a hurry.
It'll be Comet ball to start the second half.
And we'll see what that that ground game can do for the Comets.
Of course, they send a trio back there to receive and a little trickery.
And, all right, cool. We are in the dark now. That's fun. Not sure what happened there, but... hey, there we go.
So, Comets take over first and 10. And we're going to spot that. Jason, just shy of midfield. Comets from their own 49 to get things going here in the second half.
It's a good field position once again. Back to that T formation.
Three backs. And it looks like that went up the middle. And breaking tackles and making a big play here. Who else?
Yes.
The Dakota Manny.
It has been the Dakota Manny show. Good tackle by Cade Hudson. Making the stop there to touchdown saving tackle for the Trojans.
Manny all the way down to about the 32-yard line. Back under center, Miller with three backs. Again, this time not to Manny.
It's kept by the keeper, or the quarterback, rather.
Miller is going to get all the way down to the 20.
I was all confused on that one there.
Honest to goodness, what a great fake by Chance Coffin. He was juking guys. He had two guys try to tackle him. And all the while, Miller was sneaking up the field inside the 20, out of the 19 red zone for the Comets. And they haven't scored in the red zone yet, Jason. All their touchdowns have come from big plays from outside of that.
Yeah.
This time, Miller does give it to Lathan. He's got some
room.
There he goes. Cuts it to the outside and a touchdown. Excuse me, Coffin. Coffin with a great run. Started left, cut right, and then he just had to race his way to the corner of the end zone, and he is in. So on the first drive of the second half, the Comets very effectively into the end zone, and it's 19-6.
That one from 19 yards out. So good job there by Coffin to punch that one home. Their shortest touchdown run of this game.
Trent Hochter for the extra point. It's up high and it's through. 20-6. Hanover Horton quickly on the board in the second half. We'll take a 30-second break and a kickoff coming up on K105.3.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Yes, indeed, we're live at East Jackson High School. The Trojans starting out their half offensively with a 13-point deficit, 19-6. Quick score by Hanover Horton. Everything they ran on that drive seemed to work.
Yeah, they pushed all the right buttons on that drive, and that paid off for them in spades.
Sheets back to return for East Jackson. It looks like Quentin Sumner also back there with him, if I'm not mistaken.
A little bit of a change of pace there for the Trojans. And I believe you are correct on that. That may be Jose Torres.
Turn this way.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just enough.
Short kick down to the 40, and the Trojans all over it. And they'll start with decent field position.
Is Dylan Panther falling on that one?
I'm going to go ahead and give you the nod there, Jason, on the whether or not that was Torres.
Oh, was I right?
Yeah.
All right, look at me go. It's nice to see that intense color commentary training is paying off.
You went to color commentary camp this summer? Do they have that?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay.
That sounds like the ticket.
Seymour out of the shotgun here for the Trojans, excuse me, first down. And a flag goes up in the false start. So another 5 yards. And again, East Jackson, more of the same that we saw in the first half, shooting themselves in the foot a little bit with a false start penalty.
Yeah, and on that play, Zachary Seymour didn't look like he was trying to hard count to get Hanover to jump. It has bit him a couple of times previously, but it looks like he's trying to get away from that. And the offensive line still decides to jump.
There's a back to pass. Now Seymour pulls it down to run. Spin move. He's going to be pulled down for a loss, though. So in first and 15, he's going to lose about 3. And that's going to make second and 18.
And that sack by Hayden Jones and the mysterious number 66. Jones, the senior defensive back for the Hanover Horton Comets, records the first sack of the game for either team in this one. And they're going to walk this one back on a holding call.
So still first down, Jason, like you said, a penalty is going to drive it backwards, and let's make it first down in
40.
About 25, almost 30. Seymour's going to try to run it, and not a lot of room. It's at the 25.
The freshman, Trent Hochter, with the tackle there.
Second down, about 25, Jason.
Let's see here. Yeah, let's go 5, 10,
25
15,
to the 50
20,
would be 25.
Yeah.
24.
Yeah.
Look at that little silver lining. It's not 25. It's 24.
Yeah. We're making progress.
Trojans looking for a big play. Seymour out of the shotgun. Tight formation for East Jackson. He is back to pass. And overthrown and intercepted. Who else? Dakota Manny.
Why not? He hasn't done that yet in this game.
I don't know if there. I don't even know if we should. Should we give him the Subway Player of the Game award now?
Let's give him the Subway 6-inch Player of the Half.
Just under 10 minutes to go here in the third, and that big interception. Dakota Manny and the Hanover Hurt and Comets take over in the East Jackson zone from the 32-yard line.
Let's see. Manny unofficially has a tackle, 2 touchdown runs, and an INT. So, yeah, I'd say he's doing all right for himself in this game.
He's in the backfield now on first down. Doesn't get the handoff, though. That honor goes to Ty Lapshin. He stopped for a short gain.
Brought down defensively by Kevin Osborne, his second tackle for the senior.
Second and 8. Ball spotted right down the 30. Comets huddled up. Coming up to the line now. In tight formation with Miller under center. 3 backs. In the middle is Manny. The handoff is to Manny. Not a lot of room on this one, and he'll fall forward for about a yard. It's going to make it about 3rd and 7, Jason.
Yeah, a good job on the tackle there by Zach Seymour. That's his sixth tackle of the night. And back on the previous scoring drive, Andrew Berlin was hobbling around in the backfield, or in the secondary, rather, pretty heavily. He's still limping back there in the secondary. He's playing that deep safety, sort of a center fielder type of position, and he is not moving well at all back there.
Manny split wide right. Miller out of the shotgun, spreading it out. And in motion, they'll run the jet sweep to Lapshin. He's got a little bit of room over there. He's going to be close to the first down and a little burst at the end. He drives forward. And we'll see where the spot goes. Boy, it looks like just shy of the first down, so a fourth and short play. Hannibal Horton to the drawing board.
Brandon Walker with the tackle.
Ty Lapshin getting some tough yards at the end of that run. Sets up a fourth and short situation. Manageable here for the Comets. The East Jackson defense has been better on this drive than they were on the first possession of the half for the Comets. And now movement from the Comets, and that's gonna move that back 5 yards.
Yeah.
False start penalty.
They're going to talk this one over.
See if the defense is guilty on the play.
Yeah, we might have had a neutral zone infraction type of situation there.
Offside? It is going to be offsides on the defense. So just like that, it's going to go the other direction. And it's a first down for the Comets.
Yeah, that was close.
Cody Farrell not happy about the call.
Nor should he be. I mean, that's.
I was gonna say that's kind of silly, right? He wouldn't be happy about it, but he's, let's say, respectfully disagreeing with the official.
That is the phrase that I like to use.
First and 10 for the Comets, the 20-yard line. Nice penetration by the East Jackson defense, and they'll bring Miller down in the backfield.
There's Joseph Elliott. Blasting through the line. They had stacked six in the box. Had that blitz on. Came right up the middle.
See, if that's the kind of play they were hoping to make when they committed the offside penalty, that was that's why, because they jumped to that. They were right on that snap and got that penetration right through the line and was able to just fall. Get a hold of Miller's legs and bring him down for the loss. It's going to be 2nd and 14.
Yeah, not much Miller could do on that play, but just kind of take the sack and live to fight another day.
Miller back to pass again. Quick throw over the top.
Almost caught.
A lot of hands. I can't tell if I think that was defensive pass interference or offense. They were pushing each other.
Yeah, everybody was getting a little handsy on that play there.
Christian Benecki, the intended receiver on the play. And there it is. Goes against East Jackson.
That was a tough call. Maybe defensive holding. It looked like he had a hold of one of the arms, but I don't know. I mean, they were getting very, very grabby there. So
sure.
They'll walk it off. Automatic first down for the Comets. They huddled up way back, so now they'll... They'll make the 15-yard jog to the line. And that should be first and goal.
7:01 on the third quarter clock. It's a 20-6 Hannibal Horton lead. Waiting to see if they're going to move those chains.
And not sure. Are they maybe giving him half the distance? Nope, they're going to give him the 15. But they're not going to give them the first down.
Second down and about 3. Manny goes up the middle again. The dive play, stirring out only about a yard. Third down. Not a lot of room. That East Jackson defensive line has been alternately really good and occasionally porous.
Yeah. And I'm a little confused on the pass interference penalty. Typically, that's an automatic first down situation. So,
right.
Not sure what they're doing with the third down and short here.
Tight formation. There's the give to... That was Lapshin. No, excuse me, that's Cawthon. And Cawthon brought down, but he's going to get to the first down marker. So first and goal. We'll call it the six-yard line, Jason, and 6:17 to go on our third quarter clock.
And there is the first and goal now that we were looking for. Andrew Berlin with his eighth tackle of the game. Playing through the pain here on that with that ankle injury. And also taking a look at Sebastian Rudd, who was helped off the field earlier in the game. And late in the first half, he seems to be moving around a little bit better. Has a helmet on, still limping around, but definitely moving a lot better.
Big formation. Miller is going to roll out, and he's going to be stuffed. Pushing back to the 11-yard line. Nice play in pursuit. The East Jackson Trojan defensive line is absolutely pinning their ears back and just going after the ball. On that play, they got it.
Yeah, good job on the attack by Kevin Osborne, the senior defensive lineman. He's 5'7", 204, and he was explosive on that play, using that quickness to bring down the quarterback.
Back up to the line, or go the Comets. Three backs. Under center is Miller. And he's rolling out to pass. Going to the corner, and it's caught by Manny, and did he get it in the end zone?
Yes,
yes, touchdown again. The Dakota Manny show continues. Tough pass, and he it was like a fade route almost, Jason, but he caught it, and he had 3-4 steps into the end zone. Dakota Manny continues to...
Very impressive game so far from
Manny. Yeah, an impressive player out there, and when he gets in the open field, he makes guys miss. And in that case, he just had to outrun them. Kick is up. This one's no good. So at 26-6, our score with 5:02 to go. 30 seconds for the break here, and we'll be back.
The perfect. Starts at Collins Brothers Floor Covering, your locally owned Abbey Carpet and Floor Showroom. Expert assistance, incredible selection, professional installation. It's right here in your neighborhood, and the October flooring sale is on now at Collins Brothers. Prices are reduced on waterproof plank flooring. Plus, get free standard installation on all carpets with padding. Buy before November 1st and save big. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on West Pearl in downtown Jackson, or call 517-782-0298.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
And we're back, 5:02 on the third quarter clock. 26-6. We've got the Hanover Horton Comets stretching out their advantage here with two scores in the second half. And the Dakota Manny show continues to flourish.
Yeah, he now has three touchdowns, two rushing, one receiving. And he is putting on a show because he also has an interception defensively. Made a couple of nice plays on special teams as well.
It's the Hanover Horton kick team. Spreads out on the field. Back to receive. The low kick knocked down, picked up at about the 26. And Seymour, the quarterback, picks it up, and he's got a head of steam, and he'll take that down to the 46-yard line. Decent field position for the Trojans, but we do have a flag down on the field.
And that's way behind the play. That's going to be a block in the back, maybe? Yep. Looks like that's a signal.
Seuss Jackson again, a penalty hurting the cause.
They're walking off a whole bunch of yardage here.
Back to the 28-yard line.
Yeah. That had to be a legal block in the back, maybe? 15 yards?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Possibly... Out of the shotgun here for Seymour. And he'll keep it, looking to run up the left side. Thrown to the turf. First down, he's going to go for no gain. Second down of 10.
And that is the mysterious number 66 with the sack there, or the tackle, rather. That's his fifth. I feel like with as many tackles and as well as he's played in this one, should have his name.
So the Trojans break the huddle up to the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers out of the shotgun. Have not been able to throw really effectively at all tonight, Jason.
Partly the weather, partly the pressure.
And there's a handoff and great penetration there by the Hannibal Horton defensive line. And Adam Havens is stopped for a loss. Short loss, but a loss nonetheless. Bring up a third down and 10 situation. And again, East Jackson struggles to move the football.
And that tackle by Hayden Jones in the backfield to go along with number 66. He's like the guy that you create in a video game and you forget to give him a name, so it just shows up as Player One or Joe Player. I feel like he deserves better than that.
Did we just get a flag come in?
Yes, we did. And that is...
a personal foul?
Yeah, the one of the offensive linemen is walking off the field here. And they're going to walk it back 15 yards for the unsportsmanlike conduct.
And it looks like is it Kevin Osborne coming off the field?
Yeah, I didn't see what exactly happened to cause that, but I
think, Jason, it's weird. I saw one of the official who threw the flag, do a talking mouth signal with his hand.
Ah.
So he must have said something inappropriate.
Yeah.
In the heat of the moment, it's third down and another 25 here for East Jackson. Continue to find themselves in this situation. Seymour trying to run. Nice tackle in the open field. And he's brought down. Nowhere to go.
And that is Hayden Jones picking up his second sack of the night.
Third down and every bit of 26 yards.
And Hayden Jones, or excuse me, fourth down here, so punt team comes out, but East Jackson will take a timeout. Rather, I believe it's third down
still. Yeah, still third.
Yeah, I'm not sure why the punt team was out.
2:47 on the game clock. 26-6, maybe because the punt team went out there is why we end up with the timeout. Coming to us, update from the Napoleon-Manchester game, 35-15. Napoleon in control there. Looks like they'll stay with one loss in the Cascades Conference.
And Addison is way out in front of Grass Lake here. They lead at the end of 3, 36-6. Not the score we were looking for there. I expected that game to be much, much closer.
End of 3, Lumen 33-7 leaders over Western. And that tilt on WKHM. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford in attendance.
Yeah. Down in the LCAA, Ida leads Hudson 16-0. 6 minutes to go in that game. That's the way out of town scoreboard.
I don't believe I've ever been to Ida. Now we got another whistle as the Trojans come to the line. I don't know that it's flag.
Yeah, they kind of throw up their hands as if to say, come on now, what now? We can't go back any farther.
So we do have a fourth down, Jason, it looks like. They've switched the marker.
And it's fourth and forever. And, yep, now we're going to get the punt team out.
Now the punt team on the field. We heard during that This Week in High School Football segment, if you would like to consider becoming an official for the MHSAA, they need them.
Yes. It's senior night, so any of the parents who have seniors graduating tonight? End over
punts
end.
Punts away, end over end. Fielded at the 40, and with some room to run. Over to the right sideline.
Beneke.
Looking to cut it back up. Beneke trying to make a juke move, gets his legs taken out, goes down hard. Hanover Horton will take the ball, and they're going to be inside of that 25-yard line, it looks like, with 2:35 on the clock. And now there's a flag on the field again.
And that stop by Adam Havens.
Personal foul against Hanover Horton on that one.
So this one's going to come back a little bit. Havens came up from the pile sort of as if he had kind of injured his lower midsection area there.
His lower mid.
Yeah.
What's that indicating?
Indicating that he hurt himself. I'm trying to be as Gorilla Monsoon about it as possible.
First and 10 for the Comets from the 38-yard line. Dakota Manny on the carry. Going to get about two.
A lower body injury. There you go. How's that?
Lower middle body injury.
Yes, a lower body injury.
Lower middle.
It's the upper lower, lower middle.
Upper lower.
Yeah.
Was it on the right or the left side?
I don't know. The fog is rolling in. It's been hard to see.
Second down. Miller keeps it rolling out to the sideline. He's going to get stopped and actually clobbered over there. Close to that original line of scrimmage. Bring up third down for Hanover Horton.
That is Zachary Seymour on the stop. It's like it'll be 3rd and 11.
Clock running on us here, down to 1:43 in the third. 26-6, Hanover Horton with the lead and the football in East Jackson territory in 3rd and long. But not as long as we've seen some third downs tonight.
Yeah.
Miller under center. Gives to Man. No, that's Cawthon.
Cawthon, yep.
Cawthon's going to get close to the first down marker. Nice carry on 3rd down. That'll give Hanover Horton a manageable 4th down play.
Tackled by Joseph Elliott. 4th down and 4. Bring up 4th and 4, and if you're Hanover, what do you do here? I mean, you've got a comfortable 20-point lead. Looks like they're going to go for it here. Too far to kick a field goal. Probably a little too close to punt.
I think they can count on their defense at this point, and you run a play that you think you can get 40 yards with.
There you go. Jet sweep.
Nope, that was Manny.
He got me.
Fooled you up the middle. They had 3 guys running around like they had the football. Manny was the only one who did, and he's going to get stopped short of that marker.
One official has him marked up. We also have an East Jackson player down on the field. That is Joseph Elliott.
There's a signal, turnover on downs. Yeah, another Trojan down on the field. You don't like to see that. They've definitely gotten physical in this game, and I think we saw, did we see Hanover Horton East Jackson last year?
I believe
Jason.
We did.
At this very, was it here? That must have been 2 years ago now. Were you there?
I was not.
I have a memory of watching an East Jackson Hanover Horton game for some reason in this very place. So it wouldn't have been last year. They would have played over there, right?
Yes, you are correct.
I should know, but I...
Yeah. Wouldn't be a sign that your mind is slipping, is it?
That's not out of the question.
Yeah.
Certainly not out of the question. Joe Elliott down on the field for East Jackson. 39 seconds to go in the third. 26-6 our score. Comets have scored twice here in the second half. We're going to go ahead and take a 1 minute commercial break, and we'll come back. And we hope that Joe Elliott is in better shape when we do. 26-6 on K105.3.
Jackson Public Schools has openings in their high-quality preschool program at no cost to you. Children who are 3 or 4 by December 1st can take advantage. Locations are at Bennett, Frost, Hunt, McCulloch, and Northeast Elementary buildings. Jackson Public Schools provides nutritious meals, family support, health services, and family activities. Apply today and set the stage for their academic success. Space is limited. Call 517-784-4800 or 800-491-0004. JPS, where community comes together.
Make your tailgates delicious with Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Donuts, cider, and fresh baked pies are sure to please at any gathering. The cider is flowing and the donuts are hot. The cider barn is open at Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Everyone loves our fresh pressed cider, roasted almonds, and of course, fresh picked apples. Bring the whole family and get lost in our 5-acre maze with over 3 miles of twists and turns. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, located 1/2 mile north of US 12 on Jackson Road.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
First attempt for East Jackson out of the injury timeout, and the snap goes over Seymour's head, and he'll recover it back by the 11-yard line. So just like that, East Jackson goes from a first and 10 to another first and 25 yards. Oof. They just keep ending up in these long yardage situations, and in this case, deep in their own territory.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but these are the mistakes you're going to get with a younger team, especially with a quarterback who is not doesn't get a chance to really take every snap with the first team on offense and the difficult conditions on top of that.
51-0 Michigan Center.
Ooh.
Over Vandercook Lake.
Yikes.
Time runs out on the third quarter. 12 more minutes to go here. 26-6, East Jackson football. They've got a lot of ground to cover. We'll take a one-minute break. We're right back on K105.3.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kuchel, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christie. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443. For over 30 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County that can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So we got reports of a bad accident at 127 South just off of Page. So avoid that area. Looks like they might shut down the highway. Head-on collision.
Oof, it's never good to see.
Definitely not. So avoid that area as East Jackson... So it's up on second down, and Seymour taking it to the left side, looking to get around the corner. It's just across the 15-yard line before he's pulled down. Final now from Lumen Christie, 33-14. The Titans hold off Steel Fortress and the Western Panthers. And that Michigan Center scores a final now, 51-0 over Vandercook Lake.
Another big win for one of the... Cascades Conference powerhouse teams.
We still got 11:20 to go. 26-6, our score.
Addison seems to have their game with Grass Lake well in hand.
Three receivers to the left here for Seymour. Back to pass on third and long. And looking for the receiver from the right side. Cutting across, incomplete, however, on the pass attempt, Daniel Murphy.
Just a little bit overthrown there on that pass play, and that'll bring up fourth and forever. So the punt team will come out once again for the Trojans. And again, another punt in the shadow of the goalposts.
And there was a defensive penalty in that Michigan Center game, so they have one untimed play, so it's not quite a final yet.
Pretty sure it's over.
It's all over, but the score is not a final. Another score could happen.
Fumble on the punt.
Picks it up to run, but he's not going to get to that first down marker, or maybe so. Smashed out of bounds at the 25. Hanover Horton, nice field position takeover. 10:55 in this game, a 26-6 lead. Comets have everything going their way here in the second half.
And that's been the name of the game in the second half has been it's all Hanover. Poor penalties, lots of mistakes by East Jackson. Just haven't been able to get the ship righted in this second half, and it's been Hanover pretty much doing whatever they want.
Out of the shotgun for Miller, he hands off to Coffin. Man, carrying a guy in his back for a couple yards before he's brought down. And that's going to be just short of the 15-yard line for Coffin, and another Trojan player slow to get up, number two.
And that is Adam Havens.
Holding his wrist.
Yeah, he made the tackle on that play and paid the price for it a little bit. And this EJ team is tough. We've seen a couple of their kids slow to get up and come back into the game. We've also seen Andrew Berlin hopping around in the secondary there.
Well, it's a short bench there, Jason, and we noted the players who are wearing jerseys but not pads. Fumble on the handoff, exchange there for Hanover Horton. Ty Lapshin puts it on the deck, and that'll bring up third and short here for the Comets.
Yeah, you've got, just looking at the bench, you've got Colin Blau, Daniel Poole, Rick Adams, all in hoodies. Tyler Davidson also looks like he is not dressed for this game as well.
And Jason Blau and Poole are probably the first and second string quarterbacks, so they're probably really on the third guy.
Yeah.
Blau actually has had a really nice game and a win we saw here at East Jackson last season. Hand off to Lapshin, and he cuts through the line. He's got the first down, it looks like. Paid for it. Big hit.
And that is Andrew Berlin with the tackle there. That's his ninth. Coming from that free safety position where he kind of plays a little bit of center field there, and he still is favoring that leg, ankle, trying to stay moving, keeping it loose.
20-6 is our score from the 14 with a first and 10, fresh set of downs for the Comets. Handoff goes to Lapshin, and he is just stuffed in the backfield. Nice penetration by the East Jackson defensive line.
That was Tyler Panther and Dylan Sheets on the tackle there.
Second down to 13. East Jackson looking to keep the Comets from putting more points on the board with 8:40 left in this tilt. Out of the shotgun here for Miller. And again, the defensive line for the Trojans in the backfield making a stop, and he'll go nowhere. Third down and about 14.
Looks like Tyler Panther in on that one again. So doing a good job there to break through that offensive line.
Comets back up to the line of scrimmage. Out of the shotgun for Miller, two wide receivers. Lapshin is the running back. He fakes it. Miller scrambling around, still on his feet, and he'll get slammed to the turf. Back outside of the 25 at the 27-yard line. Nice job by the East Jackson D-line on this set of downs, and now Hanover Horton pushed probably out of field goal range.
Yeah, they East Jackson's defense there ended up with some difficult field positioning and did a great job to hold tight there. And the looks like the punt team will come out for Hanover. Nope, they're going to go with the field goal team.
That is the field
that
goal
is
unit.
The freshman, Trent Hochter, attempting to kick the field goal.
So he'll kick from the 32, the 42-yarder.
Wow.
He's got the leg short. Comes up just short, though, Jason.
Yeah.
He needed about another yard.
Yeah.
Yard or two.
Good boot there by the freshman. It's impressive.
And Berlin back there to catch it if he had an opportunity to return it.
I don't think he's getting very far the way he's moving.
Yeah, he's really toughing it out there on the field right now. But
yeah,
again, there's I think, four kids on the bench for East Jackson. This is almost straight-up Iron Man football.
Yeah. Plus, you've got one over here on the trainer's table that left the game earlier, Joseph Elliott. Thankfully, they've got Sebastian Rudd back in the game.
But you can see him kind of limp his way up to the line here on the offensive side of the football.
Tough kids by it from EJ.
Shotgun formation here for Seymour. Four wide receivers. And he hands it off the football. And get a couple yards on the play. The other side of the 25. And they got the carry for Havens.
And I'm not sure what's going on here.
I don't know if it's two players tied up or was the football loose. A helmet is off. And they'll spot it right on the 25. Second down and about 5 yards here.
It looks like it might have been a couple of helmets getting locked up there because another Hanover player had their helmet off as well.
Yeah. So second down and 5. East Jackson breaks the huddle. Just inside that left hash, spotted on their own 25-yard line. Three wide receivers here for Seymour out of the shotgun. Hands off again, and a little head of steam, and Havens is into the next level, and he's up near midfield before he's pulled down. Andrew Havens finding a seam and exploiting it, and East Jackson with a big play.
Big carry there by Havens. That was some much-needed momentum there for East Jackson. They needed a spark here. This has been tough rowing here for them the last quarter and a half so far.
Spotted on the 48-yard line. Still in their own territory, but knocking on the Comets door. Seymour in the shotgun. And fumble. Again, it gives to Havens, but Havens able to fall on it. He's not going to get any yardage. There's a flag down. And I'm not sure, again, if that was to spot the fumble, but it looks like there's a discussion, so I'm thinking we're going to get a penalty out of this one.
Yeah. Yeah, the yellow flag came fairly quick. Normally, you would see the blue beanbag get tossed out there on a fumble, but that looked like a deliberate penalty.
We're waiting to see if there's a signal or anything, but maybe that was just for the penalty.
Looks like
the fumble. Excuse me, Jason.
Oh no, they're gonna run it.
So they lose about a yard on the play. Second down and 11, 47-yard line. East Jackson huddled up. Here they come to the line now. Again, three wideouts. This formation has been working for the Trojans on this drive. Seymour calling for the snap, and we get movement on the East Jackson line. There's another 5 yards. And Jason again off of a big play. East Jackson gets a big play. They get near midfield, and they come out and commit a mistake. 5-yard penalty, and
yep.
Here they are at second and 15.
Yeah, you had the fumble on first down, and now the mistake on the false start on second down pushes them back to an even more difficult second down to convert. Just has not been East Jackson's night.
Especially in week 7. I mean, if that's happening in week 1, you usually say you're...
A lot of wideouts for Seymour. The handoff is to Havens. He's had a hot hand on the drive, but he's cooled down there. Tackled in the backfield. He's going to lose about 3. He's going to bring up a third and, 17? 18. I wish we could go back on this, Jason, and see how many plays East Jackson's had to run with 15 or more yards for a first down.
Oh, yeah.
It's felt like the whole second half they've been facing second and 15 or second and 18 or even second or third down and 20-plus. Out of the shotgun now for Seymour with three wideouts. Back to pass. He's got some arm, nearly intercepted, dropped.
Dakota Manny
drop something?
Yes, he did. He could not hang on to that one. If the ball is in the air and there's a play to be made, Dakota Manny is usually nearby.
Incomplete pass, fourth and 18 for East Jackson. Running out of minutes. We're down to 4:05. They still trail 26-6. Punt unit in. Snap is there. Kick is end over end. Fielded at the 25. Manny running up the left side. Now we look to cut it back. Reverses field. Coming back to the middle. He's going to have a foot race to get to the sideline. He's up to the 50. 45, 40. Cuts it. And he's knocked out of bounds. Seymour comes over to make the stop.
That was probably a touchdown saving tackle there by Zachary Seymour. And Dakota Manny continues to show off the skills.
Has not done too much wrong tonight, Manny. He's been an often announced name here on the broadcast. Hanover Horton's first down marked at the 36-yard line in East Jackson territory again, and a nice run on the punt return. 3:47 to go, 20-point lead with the ball. Hanover Horton comfortable right now. On a froggy Friday night at East Jackson High School. Handoff goes to Cawthon again. And he rambles forward for about six.
Brought down by Cade Hudson, his third tackle of the night. And now you see Andrew Berlin is not back in the secondary there. He is on the sidelines, helmet off.
Second down play coming for the Hanover Horton Comets. This time the give goes to number three, Colin Zeman. He finds some running room down to the 10-yard line, but there's a holding flag on the field, and that's going to move him back.
So
Zeman throws his hands up. Come on, guys. That's my first carry of the night.
Yeah, he broke it wide open, too. Great carry on that one. Daniel.
But Murphy. I guess... if you're helped out by a hold.
Yeah, usually it makes it easy to get
30-40
yards.
Run easier. So that penalty will push you back to the 40-yard line for Hanover Horton.
Second and about 14, it looks like.
And there's Miller on the run, and he takes a
big hit.
Takes a lick there.
Flag on the play.
That might have been out of bounds.
Yeah, Dylan Sheets with the hit. We'll see what the call is on the flag.
So we'll wait and see where it's at again.
Yep, personal foul.
.237 to go in this tilt, 26-6.
Dylan Sheets just a hair late on that play.
Team's kind of trading penalties right now. Hanover Horton came out and scored a couple quick ones in the second half, and since then we've been on a back and forth. East Jackson struggling to move the ball. Penalties have certainly been a problem tonight, and here's another one where they give Hanover Horton a first down with another opportunity to score. Miller under center, three backs. Hands off to Manny. He rumbles ahead. He'll get about four on the play. Teams will huddle up on the field. Stay tuned following the broadcast. We'll get you the Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. As if there was anyone else that it could be. There's an Amber Alert going on here in Jackson. Aurora Perales, 14-year-old female. Brown hair with blonde highlights. White Hispanic, last seen wearing black and white plaid jacket, blue jeans, black backpack with pink zippers. Missing since about 1:45 this afternoon from the middle school at Parkside. If you have any information, call the Jackson Police Department at 788-4100. Again, that name was
Aurora
Perales.
You can find more information on our sister station website, News Talk 970, 101.5 FM.
Final minute, 20 in this game. And on the run play, third down is coming up. Nowhere to go, and the East Jackson faithful making their way to the exits, it looks like, with 1:02 ticking down. It's like everybody here got decided at the same time that it was time to go. We'll get another field goal attempt on the field. We haven't seen a lot of these this year, Jason.
Yeah, he's shown he's got the leg to hit from that distance.
This one a little bit closer. He got it up, and it's a little right. Let's see if the officials both tell us it was no good. Just missed it to the left. So East Jackson will take over with 36 seconds, trailing 26-6. We'll see if they've got anything left in the tank.
There seems to be an accident that has occurred on 127.
Yep, we're now getting the word from the announce team to be careful on the way home due to the accident that we told you about earlier on 127.
Rough night of reports with accidents and Amber Alerts.
Yeah,
injuries on the field. So everybody be careful and have a safe weekend. We got Michigan State football tomorrow. You can hear that on ESPN 101.9 FM if you like the Will Tiemann MSU broadcast. But if you're more of a Jim Brandstad or U of M fan, you'll want to tune in WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Jim Brandstad and Dan Dierdorf with the coverage. That one's a 6:30 broadcast. Kickoff 7:30.
Legendary Jim Brandstatter there.
We're going to send Scott Clow live to Jimmy Smokehouse for that event. So
he
has a 6 to 8 broadcast tomorrow on K105.3.
He gets the food, huh?
Okay. Oh, yeah, and trust me, you want to get in on some of that food.
I know. I wish I would have known about it. I would have volunteered as tribute for that one.
So let's see. 21 seconds on the field, and
they're going to let the clock run out.
And we'll run this clock out. 26-6 will be our final score. Hanover Horton victorious tonight on the broadcast. So let's go with some numbers here. East Jackson falls to 1-6 overall, 1-5 in the Cascades Conference. They will move on to face Napoleon next week. Out in Napoleon, that's going to be a tough one for East Jackson. Meanwhile, Hanover Horton improves to 4-3, 3-3 in the Cascades Conference. And they have a tough one as well on the road to Addison next week.
We do have a final. We'll get to that score here in our post-game report.
The big game in Michigan Center tonight, 51-0. They'll take on Grass Lake for their chance to clinch a share of that Cascades Conference. And that might, Jason, get us out to Michigan Center 2 weeks for that crossover game. And if Michigan Center takes the conference, then that would get us Michigan Center in Reading. And that might be fun times.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to that. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here in the post game. We'll come back and get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game and set things up for next week's broadcast, which I am kind of getting excited about. Again, 26-6, our final on K105.3.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
When's the last time you walked into a car dealership and they offered you more money than you wanted for your trade-in? Hi, I'm Skip Young, and I'm going to give everyone up to $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Folks, you heard me right. I need your trade-in so bad that I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for it. Body damage? No problem. Mechanical issues? No problem. You don't even have to wash it, folks. At Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for your trade-in so I can make you a deal on a new Kia that's going to blow your mind and give you a payment that's lower than you expected. All credit is welcome, and of course, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty because I want to see you in a Kia. Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards.
Plus tax and tax. Trade appraisal from Kelley Blue Book Fair Market Value. Not in combination with other offers. Expires month's end.
TheKiaGiants.com.
Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from Westwind's Church.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, again, our final from East Jackson High School, 26-6. Hanover Horton get out of here with a victory tonight on a froggy Friday night. Certainly, again, reports coming in during the broadcast of an accident on 127 South near Page Avenue, so I would avoid that area if possible. I think they were going to shut that down.
Yeah.
Additionally, there was an Amber Alert. Check out WKHM.com for details on that. And Jason, sloppy game is, I think, a fair term. I think the silver lining to the game for East Jackson was that they had some pretty good D-line play.
Yeah, if you're East Jackson, I think you have a lot of good takeaways from this game. You've got your defense played relatively well despite the score. You limited your mistakes on defense, which was good. There were only a handful of big plays that led to scores. It wasn't a situation where they were marching down the field on every possession, eating up a ton of clock. Mm-hmm. Conversely, on the other side, you've got a lot of work to do offensively. Limiting mistakes, limiting turnovers.
Sure.
The weather's going to contribute to some of those issues, but the mistakes is something that you can limit in no matter the weather, and that's something that they got to work on, especially the ones that killed their momentum with big plays that they would give up or that they would have a big play and then they would lose it all back due to, you know, a bonehead penalty,
right,
or a personal foul or a false start, and that's going to hurt you no matter what. So definitely have some work to do offensively, but lots of good takeaways defensively for East Jackson.
Definitely struggling a little bit, you know, as we pointed out, probably really on their third-string quarterback at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to surely lead to a few miscues on the field with your signal callers being the third notch down.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, on the other sideline, Hanover Horton did some things right, and I think it was obvious most of the way that Dakota Manny was going to be our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game.
Absolutely.
Big plays on offense, big play on defense with an interception, and he did it on the ground, he did it through the air. He's definitely our Subway Player of the Game tonight.
Yeah, he had an 83-yard touchdown run to start the scoring off for both teams. Coupled with a 33-yard touchdown run after that to give him his second score. And then his third score came on a 9-yard flat route pass, sort of a fade into the flat kind of run. And he was really kind of stood out as the feature back for the Comets on this, in this game, and was kind of their go-to guy when they needed a big play. He also had a huge interception on defense, fantastic punt return at one point late in the game, and just really overall probably the best game he's had in his career for the young man.
Well, I haven't studied his career in depth, but yeah, definitely good night tonight. So we'll wrap it up from here shortly. We do want to remind you that next week we'll be at Northwest High School, Western Panthers visiting the Northwest Mounties, and that should be a fun one for us to call. Another chance to see Steel Fortress. Of course, Western losing tonight at Lumen Christi.
Yeah.
But they'll go in there with a head of steam at Northwest, no doubt. That's an excellent area rivalry.
Yes.
And that should be a fun one from the scenic confines of Northwest High School. And of course, you'll want to come down early, 6 to 7. We'll have Mr. Scott. Well, I don't know if it's going to be Scott Cloud. I think it might be J-Rod.
Yeah, I'm not
J-Rod's
sure.
J-Rod's a Northwest kid, so yeah, maybe he wants to go over to his alma mater. Anyway, we'll be broadcasting live. We'll get a chance to sign up for the Art Main Chevrolet 2018 Chevy Equinox that will be given away just a few weeks from now. So, again, our final 26 to 6, Hanover Horton over East Jackson. We'll wrap it up, and we'll talk to you guys next week.